They're in spirit.
Okay. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Russell.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, like literally. I haven't really... High five. And we're touching and we're together and we're in the same room.
I know,
and
there's no masks and we're not... I didn't hand sanitize 4 times before coming over.
Oh.
So I did wash my hands thoroughly though and said happy birthday while I was doing it.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, remember when we used to like count to 30? When we're washing our hands?
Yes.
That's like a little PTSD that we'll have to deal with eventually, or that we are dealing with. Anyway, how are you? How's everything?
I'm good. I'm glad to be doing this special edition Rainbow Nation podcast.
Yes, June 2022.
Yes.
Pride Month.
Pride Month. Yes. Feels like forever. How have you prided so far?
I haven't really partaken in anything myself. Just kind of like the cheerleader, you know, the ultimate cheerleader. Just kind of enjoying the remnants of what was going on with the pandemic, which was Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I follow a lot of people on the Twitch platform and they have like their Pride DJ sets and stuff like that. So it's been pretty exciting from the comfort of my couch. So I'm still loving my couch and my solitude and quiet time. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
What about you?
Well, I finished my master's, so I feel like...
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. I feel like I can breathe again and...
How long that took?
Altogether, it took 4 years.
Wow.
Because, as you know, I started with the University of Arizona... And then my dad was really sick, and so he then passed away, and then I took a break, I took a pause, and then UBC went online with the program that I originally wanted to do.
Wow.
So I transferred back to them, waited for them to start up, and then that program was 2 years. They took some of my credits, which was great, and I graduated in May.
That's amazing. 2022. Did you get to do, like, the whole convocation or anything?
No.
Aww.
No, I didn't. Just because of work-life balance, my mom was also turning 80, and we planned a big 80th birthday for her.
Right.
So my graduation was that week, ended up, if I went to that, I would have came back, and then went to my mom's birthday, and then come back. And,
right. Yeah.
You know, just a lot. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I feel like I have renewed energy, and I can partake in Pride virtually like you.
But you're like an extrovert, right? Like you're...
Not so much anymore.
Really?
I'm extrovert / introvert.
Oh, okay.
I'm loving my home time too. And, you know, just the house stuff, the kids stuff, the family stuff.
Yeah.
You know, after this, I'll be mowing my lawn.
The homestead. Just taking care of the homestead.
So... But it feels nice and feels like, you know, I can catch up with you and have lunch with you this month.
Yes.
And,
absolutely.
And all summer. Every week.
Yay! That's awesome.
And, coming up on our podcast, we get to talk about the Pride Float.
Sweet.
And we have a special guest named Daniel Dewick coming.
Daniel Dewick?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a teacher at Charles Hayes.
Right on.
And I'm sure she'll have lots of exciting things to say.
That's good. I don't think I've ever met Danielle, so it's always fun to actually meet, like, in person.
Yeah, and have someone by.
Yeah, I didn't actually get to meet Samuel from our previous podcast.
Yeah, because we did it on Zoom.
Yeah. I can't remember. This is horrible.
Brennan.
Brennan.
Yeah. Brennan, yeah. People call him Mr. B.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm not good at the English language anymore since the pandemic.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, it's exciting. So, and I need to learn more about Twitch because
it's so good. It's so interesting. And
is it like TikTok, but Twitch?
I guess, but it's on a much larger platform. Like I can watch it through my TV. I can't watch TikTok through my TV.
Or like you have an app?
There is no app for my Apple TV for TikTok, but there is one for Twitch.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the sound quality and the video quality is much higher than TikTok.
Okay. So that's why gamers are on Twitch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ping, ping, ping. The rainbows are shooting out of my brain. Yeah, right
and,
now.
And I'm digging your, what did you call that? A body flag?
It's a body flag. My friends gave me a body flag so you can actually
wear the pride flag.
You can wear the pride flag, put it on. We'll put it on our picture when we post our podcast.
Okay, sounds good.
But yeah, I'm gonna represent this somewhere. And
maybe liked, while you're mowing your lawn.
Maybe. And we liked the little disclaimer on the on the package. It says
one size fits most.
Size fits most. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, that's what's coming up.
Okay, right on. So we'll wait for Danielle and then we'll be back in 1 minute.
Hello, welcome back. We have Danielle Duick with us. And you are a teacher at Charles Hayes, so welcome to the Rainbow Nation podcast.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be here, so, in this space. I love it. 10 out of 10, I'm here for it, so.
Thank you, and it's Pride Month, so we're going to talk all things Pride and many other things.
The gay agenda.
Yes.
Can you introduce yourself as...
Absolutely. So I'm Danielle Duick. My pronouns are she, her, and I am one of the out queer teachers at Charles Hayes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
How long have you been there?
Oh my gosh. 8 years now. Holy heck. 8 years. Yeah, I've been teaching for 8 years. I look like a tiny child in my
students. Yeah, I was going to say, like, how? A question that you shouldn't ask.
No. My students question my age all the time. It's very wholesome because they're like, how old are you? It's not questioning my sexuality. They're totally accepting of that. It's the, how old are you? Yeah, I turned 30 last year and all my students are like, but you're a little baby. And I'm like...
You really are still a baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm very aware. 30 is not that old.
Yeah.
Although my body says otherwise.
Oh, just wait. We're not talking bodies.
Everybody is beautiful except when you feel like it's not.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking before this, just like the ups and more downs of...
You know, just almost daily. Hitting 50.
Yeah, you like 48.
There's something beautiful. We're all aging into oblivion, and I think that's wonderful. So, yeah.
So, I'm dying to know the Pride float finally happened.
Yes.
So, after years of GSA talk,
that was amazing.
Thank you.
And floats. Tell us, how did it all come to be?
It was... Well, it wasn't my idea. My students came up with it. So I'm now... So Paul Paling... Can I say people's names on this?
Oh, yes.
I'm like, are we going to get doxxed?
They better be listening.
Yeah. So. Hello, fellow listeners. It is the gays talking. We're all listening.
He was a previous guest.
Yeah.
As well,
yes. So. Oh, awesome. Fantastic human being. Yeah. Yeah. So he's hoping in the next couple of years to retire. So he approached me and said, hey, I know that you teach social justice. Do you want to take on the GSA? And I was like, sure.
Wow.
So I took it on this year. And I had a bunch of students kind of before then who I've sort of slowly connected with, and they've all done the whole, like, are you gay, Duick? And I'm like, the cuff of jeans didn't give it away, but okay. So they approached me and said, we want to put a float in SeaFest. This was in September, October, and I said, cool. And that was kind of it for a bit because the world hadn't fully opened up.
Sure.
And then kind of January, February hit, and I was like, oh, this could be a thing. So I asked them again. I said, are you sure you want to do this? Because if we're going to put a float in, you are very out. Like, everybody can see you. So that was a more serious talk with my students. And then we kind of opened it up and got the middle school and PCS, because I think that's really important to get, as I call them, the baby gays, to get the little baby gays a safe space for them to kind of celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of work because it was also the week of grad. Thought that was a smart idea? It was not the gays.
We would have planned that better.
Yeah.
And that was also said by many people this weekend. Like, it was C-Fest. It was grad.
I
think there was a reunion. There was a big soccer tournament.
Oh,
it was,
wow.
Which all those things can happen. But it was just like, we opened up and it was like,
do it now.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know? I mean, it turned out amazing. I mean, we're all exhausted, but it was super cool because I got to connect with a lot of different teachers as well, and members of the community. I did a lot of reaching out, the fun adventures. Like, we even have spoken about it. Carolina DeReich donated a bunch of CBC gay t-shirts. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There were so many people that, like, I just, like, reached out. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Help. Or I did that. You're gay. I'm gay. Do you want to be part of the gay thing? So it was a lot of fun.
Well, not only that, it's like really the first one in a very long time. Very, yeah. Very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a huge freaking deal.
It was. And it went over really heckin' well, which I think is a really good thing because it sets a precedent.
Yes.
To be amazing. Like
in a bar.
Yeah. 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 Which... why we set it so high, I don't know why we did. Yeah. But all the students seemed to have a really lovely time.
Yeah.
Even we ran into very quickly before the parade started, Taylor Backrack came past. And was like gave us like some support. He's like, oh yeah, you're doing great, and we're like, yeah, get some photos. And some of the students are like, who was that? And I'm like, that's Taylor Backrack. And they're like, who's that? And I'm like, okay, all right, politics children, here's 101. I felt like I was pulling out a PowerPoint as a teacher. But yeah, all the students seemed to have a lot of fun, although some of them, it was very clear they've never walked in a parade before.
Oh,
they were
okay.
Like, and I'm like, no, we're doing a little... I felt like I was just giving 200%, and I was like, oh, we're very gay today. Like, I was, like, standing in the back of the truck, like, waving my arms as we're singing It's Raining Men, and I was like, yep. I'm like, oh, this is my moment. So I'm like...
And while it's actually raining.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it was so lovely, because it rained before the parade, so I told the gays, it was like, gays, scatter! So we all scattered to save on. And then once the parade started, it was totally fine. I was looking at the like weather and I'm like, you better not be discriminating. This feels like a hate crime. I'm like, do not rain on us.
Don't be homophobic.
Yeah, don't be homophobic. Exactly. I'm like, it's like, all right, rain. But it turns out, it didn't rain during the parade, just before and afterwards, which was great. And
right,
the students seemed to really, really like it. There was a lot of good energy, a lot of lovely good vibes, like students coming up to me like today and being like, that was so fun.
Aww.
I'm like, yeah.
It was... The flags were unbelievable.
Right.
And so many people said to me, the pride float was the best float. And I'm like, of course it was. You know, but I think it's amazing because it was talked about for so long. And like, kudos to you and everyone who was involved. Because it also is a big deal when you're out there walking in that parade, right?
Right.
And whether you're on the LGBT spectrum or you're an ally. Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
a big statement.
Yeah.
And
it feels
like a target.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. And that was part of like...
conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like a bunch of us kind of were talking about it, a bunch of us adults. And I was like, okay, hypothetical. I'm like, what do we do if like, I don't know, someone's a dick
sure.
in the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a couple people walk in and they're like, we will fight them. And I'm like, I mean, you're not wrong. Just
we'll fight them.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Well, it was also kind of funny because the conservative float was before ours and that not lost on our kids. And I was like, they're like, we could accost the float. I'm like, we're not accosting anybody's float because everyone has a right to be here, including us. I'm like, I mean, if we chant the conservatives love the gays, would that get us kicked out? No, but they might look at us weird. So, yeah. But it went super, super well. And that was part of it because I have a few students who participated. And I know that there's some interesting conversations happening at home
sure.
for them. So that was like a... pull them to the side and be like, are you sure? 100%.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Especially for the younger ones, like the middle schoolers, because their grades like 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, I'm like, I don't fully think you understand the ramifications of...
Plus, I mean, it's not like, I don't know, just because they're there doesn't mean...
And right, exactly. And
yeah.
that was kind of like the guise that we went under. Is like, you can just say that you're walking as an ally. And we definitely had some allies. Like, my favorite was at one point, as I'm dancing, my partner, like, runs from the crowd. And all the students are like, it's Turner! And then we had, like, a big little, like, wave fest. And, like, Turner's in the middle. He's not a dancer at all. He hates dancing. So he's, like, in the middle, like, giving his all energy. But he's like, I'm so uncomfortable because people... looking at me. He hates being the center of attention, which is great because I love it.
Yeah,
so all eyes are on me. I'm in a sparkly, like, rainbow, bejeweled, like, bomber jacket, and I'm standing in the back of the truck, like, like just giving her, and I've got the boombox. I feel like, what's that movie where he does the boombox, which is actually really problematic, but it's the scene where he's like holding the boombox.
Say anything.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. I've never seen it. I just know.
You just know the reference.
I just know the reference, and I know that the movie is kind of problematic. That's not how you confess your love. You talk to the person and give consent. Anyway, we could do a whole thing. Anyway, but yeah, so we did have allies who reached out.
That's awesome.
A couple at the last minute who were like, "Hey, can we walk with you?" And I said, "Absolutely, you can." I'm like, "We don't discriminate against anyone."
Right.
And it also created, that safe space in Barrie, because there were so many adults that it allowed some of the younger baby gays to be a little bit safer space.
So, like, your outfit, how did you come up with that?
There must be pictures. Like, I've seen a lot of pictures, but there must be some really great pictures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have to figure out. I took a couple selfies myself, but then once the parade started, I was, like, just in the zone.
Yeah.
So we kind of, our theme, obviously, because it was, Paul Paling actually came up with it. It was High Tide, Show Your Pride.
Oh my God!
Yeah, which is awesome. I know, like, he just came up with that, and I was like, I need to write this down. And then I told the students that, they're like, that's brilliant. And they're like, we painted surfboards, and each of the students got to decorate. So there was like little groups of them and they take turns.
Wow.
Yeah. Then we did flower crowns because we wanted everyone, like, we wanted the individuality of pride because there's something beautiful and dressing as you want. But then having everyone have some unity amongst us. So that was the flower crowns. And then I was unsupervised on Amazon and I found the bomber jacket and I was like, and my poor husband was like, what did you purchase? As it like came in and it's making this like rustling sound. He's like, what do you have? And I felt like a little like dragon, like, it's mine. You can't take it from me. And I was like, you have to be nice to me. It's my month. And he's like, this is my month. That was the joke is all my students. Also, day one of June, the gay month, as we like to call it, at the school, all my kids dressed up. So I had all these like baby gays coming into my class and they're dressed to the nines in beautiful rainbow outfits. They've all done their makeup.
Oh,
it was like an unspoken, all the gays are like, it's our month, we're doing it. it was beautiful and it was great because I started doing my LGBTQ, my gay unit in social justice kind of that week well. So just tied in really, really well. And I had, so I was like wearing all of my like different attire, including my sweater. And
what is your sweater?
Oh yeah, I guess I should. So my sweater says Bewitching By, and it's got a beautiful kind of very magical girl style shirt.
Awesome.
I know. Thank you. It's a lovely Etsy artist. Oh, this is the
Etsy is like...
Etsy is like gay mecca.
It is gay mecca.
And then, like, I just found a shirt the other day. It sold out. But I do, when you came in earlier before we were online or live or whatever, we were talking about just how it's Pride Month, right?
Yes.
And just how
rainbow
there's
capital.
So many
rainbow
things.
Rainbow washing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And
corporations.
It's so nice. So, like,
it is.
I love it. Like, where it was, you know, it used to be so hard to find anything.
Yeah.
Like, the tiniest flag.
Did you guys see TikTok with Barbie?
Oh
yes.
Barbie had this amazing message while she was wearing like a pan colored skirt.
Oh.
And she was talking about just Pride Month and Pride for all and I want to hear some of your stories. I can't wait to hear them. Like I'm getting shivers just thinking about it.
Aww.
But so that's the nice part of June.
Yeah.
And then it gets worse.
Yeah.
From,
all
Burger King.
Yeah.
Burger King who has like the Topper Whopper. Like, it's so horrible.
Yeah. It's like some corporations, we call it rainbow capitalism.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because they think, if we market this, like, we put a rainbow flag on it. See, we like the gays, but only them. Yeah, they will come. And I'm like, we will, because we're just so hungry for any validation.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate because, like, after June, they're like, just kidding.
Shh,
you don't
July
exist.
July 1st is like, okay, see you. Bye.
Yeah, it's like,
I do think, though, we have more power, like, in terms of, like, power over, travel and how there's more awareness, like, there's gay-friendly travel. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that... you know, we are normal people when I say normal and like in terms of some of us have families, some of us don't, but there's a market out there and it's, I feel like we're driving it. You know, absolutely. In terms of we want to do this and this, and we have power in saying too, okay, if we don't like this, we're not going to deal with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think
your dad does.
The Council of Cultures, right?
Yeah. You know? And it's very interesting because a lot of my like students, because they're right at that cusp of being adults and they're very aware of that sort of thing that they have.
Hungry for pop culture.
Absolutely. Yeah. But also that they know that what sells is because the market is kind of driving it and those are people driving that market.
Yeah.
Right.
And I find that very, very interesting that there's a lot of push now for those smaller artists who tend to oftentimes BIPOC queer individuals who are the ones who are like, hi, I'm a tiny little artist making this. And then like thousands of people are like, let me buy your stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I love that.
I like those stories.
Because it really kind of shows, as much as these big corporations are like, buy our stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's great and all that you're putting your rainbow thing. And I'm like, but this is a small, tiny queer artist who is
And I think we're all looking for belonging, right? Yeah. Like I got a really nice gift last night from a company called Our Place, and it was from a friend, and like you read about the company and it's like, this is why, you know, I love products like this, right? Like, it's about our story. It's supporting artists. It's, you know, and we're powerful people, right? Like,
There's one gentleman who's, his name is, well, his brand is The Bottoms Digest.
Oh, okay.
So he's a gay male and he creates menus, recipes, geared toward gay men who, you know, are the bottom, the quote-unquote bottom. Yeah. You know, so you're ready to go. You don't have to worry about IBS. Basically, it's a vegan, vegetarian.
Oh, cool.
Super cool.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Tastemade, you know, the big...
Yeah.
They came out with a menu this month for bottom-friendly something or other. And which is really, really funny. And it's like, oh, that is so great. But they basically took his work.
Oh, did they plagiarize?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And just, like, vampired it.
Yeah. And that's the problem.
And left all
the,
it, right?
Yeah. Like, left all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And then just went,
oh, it's like,
we support you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we support you, but we're not actually going to pay you.
Exactly.
Which is frustrating. We're doing it. We're going to make you so famous. Yeah. I'm like, do it for the exposure.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, exposure doesn't pay the bills, ladies
well,
and gentlemen and others.
Well, they didn't even reference him. They didn't even, they just.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's what you have to be so careful with too, right?
Yeah.
It's like if you have these great ideas and you're being really thoughtful and then you kind of just have these people who come in and
just steal it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like, I can make more money than you can.
Well, it's like in the same way, anytime like beautiful designs are online, it's like, no, was this actually the artist who created it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Especially up here, like I have tons of people who I know who make beautiful, like in indigenous people who make beautiful earrings and things like that. And it's like being careful that like sometimes these big corporations are like, look at these cool earrings. I'm like, did you actually make these or did you steal this from someone else?
And Michelle Stoney, who's an artist from Hazleton, that just happened to her.
Yeah.
And...
to someone from Montreal, I think.
Yeah, and it was, like, really terrible because she, like, over the last couple of years, like, I've purchased items from her, and then on Instagram we've watched her build her business.
Yeah.
And then to have that happen, like, it's just not
But
cool.
The great thing is these artists are standing up and saying, using their platform to say,
which is,
this doesn't work for
absolutely,
me.
Because that absolutely used to be a thing that companies would do. They'd just come in and just take it. And
yeah.
I love that we've started to have... as individuals, the ability to be like, no, you can't do that, because that's what some, like, it's the basics of human decency. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And it's like,
which is kind of like the result of, I think, whatever happened in 2020.
Yeah.
That whole summer of disgusting, you know,
just
Trumpism.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah. Or the fact, you probably saw online, there was a valedictorian in the States who they were going to not let him speak because he was going to, because he's a young gay man. So instead he, and I don't remember where in the States, but he instead in his valedictorian speech, because they were going to cut the mic if he said anything. So he made reference to curly hair and straight hair. And I was like, yes! So little small all things of rebellion, which
it must be so hard though. Like,
oh, I can't even like definitely up here. I feel much. Definitely there's that privilege that comes with the fact of, like, I can be an out queer teacher and I will never have to deal... Well, we all have to deal with the microaggressions of the weirdness of the world, but I know I won't lose my job over it.
Right.
It'll be over the fact that I, like, blew up something in my classroom unintentionally. Like, that's
well, what... Well, and you don't have to, like, hide your life. And,
yeah.
And right. I remember, like, when I came out when I was teaching, you know, you worry, right? Like,
yeah.
You don't want students, you know, to think badly of you or parents or whatever, but it's just, we can be brave, right? And we can be supported.
Yeah.
And I think it's so amazing that you are here now and, you know, telling us all of these awesome anecdotes that these kids are going to, you know, a couple of years will be like, remember that, you know, June when we walked in the pride?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or like what will come next year, right? Like
absolutely.
We pride float, now we need the event. And like I was in a grade 4 or 5 classroom last week at Lahane talking about gender pronouns and diversity and inclusion. The students blew me away.
Yeah.
They knew everything. They knew intersectionality. They knew why we use pronouns. I reviewed it with them, but I was like, oh, okay. Like I was thinking, you know, they might not know all of this. And then they have siblings who are in the GSAs at the middle school in Charles Hayes. And they like everything, like it gave me chills just because I was just there to say, you know, this is who I am. This is my life. I'm also a teacher. And everything we talked about, hands up,
nice.
You know, and it was just so cute because in grade 4 and 5, I remember the word gay and I would shrivel up,
oh my gosh, it's like, bye, it's like, I don't want to, all right, back into the closet, all right, I'm not crying, baby, it's like,
totally,
yeah, well, I remember having that, like, when was it, it's been a hot minute, like, I've been out to my students for a number of years now, but I do remember that, remember thinking, like, all right, if I'm gonna do this, I'm going to be very out, like, I don't want to hide who I am, and I was, like, I'm, like, out, super out to my partner, have been, he was the first person I came out to, like, we weren't even dating at the time, which is really, we were, all my students know this story, we were roommates for a year, oh my god, they were roommates, like it's the meme. Yeah, so we were roommates for a year, and I remember we were driving back up north, and we were just talking, and I was like, I think I might be, like, you know, like a little, you know, gay, and I remember Brendan saying, yeah, okay, like he's just like is this, like, and he was so sweet about it, and I was like, yeah, and I'm like, and he's like, do you mean gay, or do you mean bi, and I was like, I think bye, yeah. And he's like, okay. He's like, you're still cool. And I was like, okay, thank you. I was like, validation. But it was cute because when we started dating, he had the sit down with me because lots of people think that I'm straight because I'm in a hetero relationship. And it was so cute because I remember Brendan sitting down and saying, well, like, you could be with anybody. He's like, are you sure? You sure you want me? Like, in the sweetest way. Aww. And I was like, well, Gal Gadot hasn't gotten back to me, so, like, he's like, no, he's like, what if you met someone else who, and I was like, you're my person, and that's our phrase we use, is you are my person, because, it was the sweetest, and then when, many a years later, so, Turner and I have been, it's like, oh my gosh, we got married during COVID, that was, fun adventures, anyway, but I remember, so that would have been probably 2020 or 2021, I came out to my students, and I was like, okay, and I very quickly, like, put it in a PowerPoint that was about me. I was like, here's a little bit about me, my name is Duick, these are my pronouns, and I'm gay, moving on, and I was like, oh no, I did the thing, and all my kids were like, okay, and I was like, oh, this isn't, like, none of them were, like, weird about it. Absolutely, and it speaks to...
The cultures change.
Yes.
Like, I do think it's changed for the better, although some of my students will tell me it's not better. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because of, you know, the summer of 2020 like, they've seen...
The erosion of...
The big events.
Yeah.
And so, like, I try to ask them about it, but I'm like... But do you feel accepted in your family and stuff like that? And they always report, usually yes. Mm-hmm. But is that your experience too, like with the GSA? Like, or do you have a mixture of kids who are in, out, hiding, kind of out?
Yeah. I definitely have like a mixture. Overwhelmingly, I find it's quite positive. But that could also be... maybe students aren't necessarily sharing. I do have a few students, though, who are part of the GSA or I know are somewhere on the gay spectrum and they're not out at home, or if they are, it's not a safe space for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is really interesting. I've got a few kidlets. I call all of my students, I call them my gaylings. My gaybies. They all have, what is it? What do they call me?
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. I was like, it sounds like a virus that you get, like you sneeze and you're like, oh no, I have the gaybies. Sparkles coming out of your nose and everything.
We all got gaybies.
Yeah. It's like, hi, but
I've had it for quite a while.
Yeah.
I don't think, is there a cure? No, it's terminal. I can't get rid of it. But it's very interesting. It's very mixed. I'd like to hope that the world is getting better, but it's also, we're in 2022 and I still have students who like, they can't be out at home or their parents think it's like a lie or a joke.
Yeah.
And then there's also the fear of, am I pushing a student into an unsafe space because I'm really out?
Right.
And would their parent then say, oh, you can't be near Duick because Duick,
they're turning you.
I'm turning them gay. And I was like, well, I can't even convince my students to do their homework, so I don't think I could convince them to be gay. So, just saying. But it is very, very interesting, especially at the high school level.
Sure.
Some interesting discussions on, I think one of the big ones that a lot of people were struggling with was the concept of non-binary. I've had a lot of people be like, well, that's not a thing. And I'm like, actually, it is absolutely a thing. It's been a thing for so long. We did a whole section on the concept in a lot of cultures that there is a separate, like completely different from the gender binary sort of term. Like even the concept of two-spirit, which has existed for ever, and things like that. So it's just, I find it so interesting kind of where the holes in knowledge are. And it's also interesting because you probably find this as well. Sometimes I feel like because there's only two out gay teachers at the school that I'm like the only go-to for like gay questions.
You're like the resource manual.
Resource manual, and I'm like, I am not a monolith. I'm not queen of the gays.
Let me ask that at the next meeting. And
yeah,
I'll get back.
Yeah. Thank you for figuring out.
But it does happen. Like Pride Month, we become the Pride people, and it's not a bad thing.
No.
Right.
But you do become like the gay resource person, which again isn't a bad thing. But I don't always have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I think the fact that people know who to ask or where to go or to find out more is a good thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I think that's good. And I think that's also, important that if I'm out at the school, I want to be very, very out. Like I've got a flag in my classroom.
Nice.
My outfits are very, got the cuff jeans and the short. One of my students, first time I met one of my little grade nine.
Gabies.
One of my grade nine gabies. Yeah, I think I need a better name for it. Gaylings. I think gaylings sounds
gaylings
a little,
is good.
It's a little better.
Yeah.
I mean, both.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. It's Pride Month. Nobody can tell me otherwise. I can do what I want.
No one's going to extinguish my rainbow right now.
I'm like, that's discrimination and that's not allowed. Student I met, didn't even know their name, comes up to me and goes, Duick. They're like, you're Duick, right? And I'm like, yes. And they do the hand gesture, like, are you? And I'm like, am I gay? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, have you seen my outfits? And they're like, so you are. And I'm like, yes, I am very gay. And they're like, okay. And they like walk over to their friends and I hear them whispering. And one kid very loudly goes, I knew it! It's like, I don't hide it. I'm like, is it the lesbian haircut? Is it the cuff jeans? The fact I was wearing gay socks that day? I'm like, that said gay on them. And I was like, oh.
But I think what you want is what maybe we didn't have necessarily, where in school there was no representation.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was nothing. I don't even remember a rainbow flag.
No, not at all.
And that's what I think is different where, you know, I've said this before on the podcast, where my role model was Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
You know, we all, there was a secret, you know, gay rumblings and gay club, and I knew she was a mom. I knew she had kids and a wife and stuff, but she didn't say it for so long, but we were always kind of grasping at, what can we find
somebody,
out?
Somebody, anybody.
Yeah, and now I think, okay, well, at least, you know, we have the role models, right? Like, you have the two teachers at Charles Hayes.
Yeah.
There's teachers at PRMS.
Yeah.
Mm. There's more of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, we send out the gay signal and they will come. You just sneeze a little bit about, like, glitter, or you're like, there's a drag queen.
Yeah, and for me, the mental health piece, which was... is so big during COVID and still so big now, where I want kids to choose to be healthy and choose life and choose so that, and that they do know that it does get better, you know, and not to sound corny and cheesy, but you know, you will find your people.
Yeah.
You will find.
Yeah. You'll find your tribe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's, and I think, that's one of the reasons why I was, I'm very out because even like I graduated in 2009. So not that long ago, even though for students that feels like an eternity. I'm like, it's not that long ago.
It was 13 years ago because my son was 2009.
Oh my goodness, God, Lordy. But I same thing is I didn't have, there was not a single like out queer teacher at my school. So I didn't really come in, which now in hindsight, looking back on some of the people like that I definitely had crushes on in high school, I was like, I totally could have asked them out, but I didn't know. I just thought they were really cool. And now that I know, I'm like, I didn't just think they were cool. I wanted to like kiss their face. And I was like, that would be, that's, but I never had that represent. We did have a GSA at my school, but I remember it being very, like I came from the interior. So little conservative, a little like very closeted. And I also went to a really interesting, I went to an inner city school, which had all sorts of interesting stuff to it. So our GSA at the school was like really like on the DL, which is really unfortunate because I think I could have benefited from that a lot more because I think all of us at some point had that like almost internalized like homophobia. It's like you felt like you were like, oh, there's something wrong with me or why is nobody else like talking about this. I'm like, maybe I'm just like, whatever. And I am very thankful now that there's a much more accepting and beautiful, like just out people. And just like from all walks of life. And I think that's the most important thing is I'm one single story in the vast, like eternity of beautiful, like out people out there.
Yeah.
So,
for sure. And speaking of that, with it being Pride Month, and Vancouver is, I think, is having their Pride.
Yeah.
So, do you have any plans for...
Oh, heck yes. which is great, because it's right around my birthday. I'm like, oh, it's for me. I'm like, happy birthday.
Your birthday month.
It is. Yeah. My birthday is at the end of July.
Oh,
and
I see,
And the Pride Parade is on the 31st. And I was like, it's my birthday. It's for me. So I do know, because I'm on, not the committee, but you can pay for a subscription to the Vancouver Pride Society.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on that, which is very odd because they had a Zoom meeting and I was sitting there and I'm like, none of these people know me. And I didn't have my camera on because I looked like hot garbage. And they're like, this random person. I'm like, hi, I'm from Prince Rupert. I want to come to your thing. Please let me in. I'm gay, I promise. So my husband and I are gonna go down.
That's amazing. Is this your first one?
This is my first one.
Wow.
So I'm like, not nervous in like a nervous, like, oh, it's gonna be scary. Nervous in a, I have no idea what to expect.
Well, that's always the best, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm feeling really jealous right now because I'm still...
Pride virgin. Oh my goodness.
You haven't broken that virginity yet. Oh, I'm
supporting
I'll are you going to?
No,
okay.
I don't think I'm going this year. I've been to a few and
what was your experience? Like
it varies. It's different, like especially on your mindset. Like at first it was just a drunken party. You know what I mean? And then
sometimes we need that.
Yeah, and then I sobered up and then I went again and it was just this beautiful space of
And you podcasted that too, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's just, it's mind-blowing, especially like the parade and then the party on the beach.
Yes.
It's just so amazing. Yeah. Every little color across everything is like right there.
Yeah.
And you can just sit there and watch and eat popcorn and just be part of it.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm going to bring... Although, I'm a little worried that my bomber jacket's going to be really warm because it's July yeah, in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still want to wear it, so I was like, maybe I'll just drink
it. I do have a Pride body flag you can borrow.
There you
aww,
go.
Thank
this
you.
This is from Rod and Linda Haikita, so long-time teachers.
Oh, wow.
But
you put
yeah,
your
you
arms
just...
in.
You can put your arms in.
Oh! I thought it was just a flag! Oh,
no.
It's an actual...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
holy
you
heck.
Can borrow it as long as you bring it back.
So what I'm hearing... Oh, no. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't lost it. Oh, thank you. This is... Oh, it's so gay. I'm so excited. Yeah. And it's so cute because my husband, he's an ally. And it's so cute because I almost bought him. I saw these cute... Again, rainbow capitalism. It's just...
Yeah.
You go into Shoppers and they have the cutest...
I heard that about
yeah.
Shoppers.
Yeah.
Shoppers has... Like a little gay section. I was like, ooh. And I saw these really cute sunglasses, and I almost gave them to Brendan. And Brendan's like, I don't want to appropriate like you. And he's like, he did the this event is for you, and I want to be their support. Like he's just like the sweetest human being, like best
yeah.
ally. He's told a lot of our little gaylings. He's like, I'm there to support, but also throw hands if it needs it. He's like, Papa Turner's here to defend. And I'm like, get him! Yeah. So
that's
yeah,
awesome.
bought a bunch of stuff to take down to it.
I mean, who would have thought, right? Shoppers
yeah.
and Prince Rupert.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
it was very big for our students too. Like, just
yeah.
at PCS, we have a few students. And, yeah, they were like, there's stuff at Shoppers.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, we went and looked
yeah.
and then we had like this heartwarming moment where one of our kind of more outspoken students, like very het and whatever,
yeah.
We were in a class working and stuff. And then one of our students came in and he had a lot of the stuff, like he was wearing
yeah.
the stuff and,
nice.
And they just had this commentary and,
aww.
And the other student was just like, you look really good. And I really like your stuff. And it was like, oh, genuine, and I'm like,
wow.
yes, like we're making a difference.
Yeah,
thank you, Shoppers.
Yeah, yeah. It's again, it's yeah. I think it's really important just to, even though it's kind of bare minimum, it's like, oh, here's some
yeah.
rainbow things, but still,
yeah.
like,
yeah,
we need
you
that.
See it. You can touch it. You can show people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, ah.
Yeah, and all my students, it's so lovely because I've worn different. Kind of gay earrings throughout the past 2 weeks. And students are always like just, yeah, random students that even
what's,
ones that I'm
what,
not...
What's a gay earring?
What
do you mean?
Well, you have unicorns.
Yeah,
right
I've got
now.
Unicorns right now.
Oh.
And then I have one pair that's like, they look like different, like it's a rainbow gem design.
Oh.
There's one that's, has little rainbow popsicles. One that's
oh
like, yeah, oh yeah, it is. There was, I was
you're not fucking around.
Oh yeah, no. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, we are fucking radiant right now. It is beautiful. And my students found out that I had been to Shoppers and the joke is, you were unsupervised, Duick, weren't you? And I was like, I was. And they're like, oh yeah, that's the joke is like,
yeah.
I buy things and students are like, where? Because they're smart enough to be like, where did you get this? And I'm like, I bought it. And they're like calculating. They're like, Turner wasn't around, was he? And I'm like, you know what? It is none of your business. Of course he wasn't around. Yeah, I bought like 12 earrings from because again, they had
yeah.
like a whole, or the same is they had a little thing at the dollar store, the downtown dollar
oh,
store.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
right at the front was like a big display of like, and it didn't even just say rainbow. It said pride on it.
What?
And I was like, oh, like,
wow.
yeah. Like, it's all fine and dandy for corporations to be like, oh, we're doing rainbow to
yeah.
try to, like, be,
yeah.
like, appease, like, countries
yeah.
that are maybe not as supportive. But I'm like, the moment you put, no, this is for the gays,
yeah.
I'm like, thank you. Like, acknowledge.
Well, and like, I remember, like, when we started the talk about the rainbow pathway, which we are repainting, we're just waiting on
yes.
weather. And it's probably going to be July.
Yeah.
But anyways, but I remember thinking, how's that going to go over? You know,
yeah.
and just trying to find.
And there's that one Facebook post that was just so funny with all the stupid comments.
Oh, yeah. And like, I still go back to it. Like when we were first talking about that and the mayor put it on Facebook and just the
yeah.
comments were like, what are they going to want next? A mall? And yeah. yes, we want
yeah,
a mall.
I was like, what?
And yes,
that's
we
what
dictate
the game,
fashion.
Yeah.
You took the rainbow away from the Bible or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and
it
was just
something.
Like the cottage was terrible. But now,
yeah.
I just think, no, I'm just going to keep slapping rainbows,
yeah.
you know, and they need to look good, like,
yeah.
you know, and we'll just continue to repaint
Absolutely.
Because it just creates a safe space.
It does.
And
it's also the fact, what is it, that we are paving the way to make it safer for the next generation.
Yes.
For sure.
Like
yeah.
I have some young, yeah, like kids who are graduating this year, who are going out into the world to do beautiful, amazing things. I'm like, you are paving the way to make it safer and better for the next generation.
For sure.
And sometimes that's hard in the moments because we're just constantly having to validate and own our space to be like, hey, we are here and you can't get rid of us that easily.
Yeah.
And we have to remember that at the end of the day, the younger generations, we are making it easier for them. And that's like a beautiful and powerful thing of like, we wouldn't have y'all wouldn't be able to make this really cool podcast if we didn't have people beforehand being
for
like,
sure,
hey,
yeah.
we are
yeah.
fighting to just have the basic ability to exist and be out and proud.
Yeah.
And I think there's something beautiful about
Absolutely.
That. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. For
yeah,
sure.
no, and I think too, like, I even had this weird thing happen to me this week where a friend felt the need to tell another friend, because they're new to town, that I was gay, that she felt
this
she
is
needed,
our resident lesbian.
And
yeah,
like,
one
she
of many,
like
but,
she
you know.
Yeah,
to
it's
tell
like,
the person.
Get your bingo sheet out, resident lesbian.
But in case they said something. And I was like, oh, we're still here?
Yeah, it's
like we're still in this?
Oh
we're
my
like,
gosh.
And the best way to deal with
yeah.
that is if the person did say something, you're like, well, as a gay.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I'm all about like conversations and better conversations.
Yeah.
And I'm also about like I don't want to choose to be around people who are truly homophobic.
Yeah.
yeah
I don't
absolutely.
Want to be around
For
them.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm open to the conversations about being better, because I've made mistakes.
Absolutely.
Like I've made huge mistakes with students in the past
yeah.
and not doing it right or not knowing enough. And I think we all have a responsibility to become better.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I want to celebrate big time this
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's, yeah, like I've had, and I tell my students, cause it's meant to be, losing my voice.
It's been too much gayness.
Yeah, it's too much gayness. It's just spilling out of me.
The gay is just...
yeah, I just sneezed a couple of
times. No, it's gay.
No, it's... sorry, I caught the gay. And I think it's important that students know, like when I... Because now I'm very, very out at school, that I say to them when I am doing my little talk in front of the class, I go, you know, like... And I use the term gay, which is funny because I've had other people be like, but you're not actually gay. And I'm like, well, gay is kind of an umbrella term, and sometimes it's easier than explaining that I'm bi and no one.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
But it was so cute because I said that without the preamble. I just said, my name is Duick. I go by she, her pronouns, and I'm gay. Any questions? And one of the kids in my class, so sweetly, like little grade 9, puts up his hand and goes, so you're gay? And I go, yeah. And you're married to Turner? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, are you a man? And it was so cute. And all the other kids are like, you can't ask her.
I have to like do the, I'm
yeah.
like, what?
yeah. And all the other kids in the class are like, you can't ask her that. And I'm like, no. And I was like, oh, is it because, and I said, oh, because your definition of gay is two men, right? And he's like, yeah, and he kind of looks around and he's like, and I'm like, no, this is okay.
Oh, wow.
And I,
yeah,
but it was like so genuine in like, just.
And
not,
there's no bad questions.
No, there was,
no.
and I tell
yeah.
them, I say, there's no bad questions. You can ask me anything. So I explained, I said, sometimes I use gay as an easier term to describe myself because some people are really weird about like bi erasure is absolutely a thing, which is really bizarre. I've run into it so many times and I'm like, okay, whatever. So I use gay and he just took it. He's like, oh. Okay, like just like that was all he needed, and it was just like it was a very lovely little teachable moment, and because it wasn't just a conversation between him and I, the whole class was listening.
Sure.
So it gave them a moment to be like, we can ask Duick these questions, and she's a safe person. We can ask.
And she's not gonna ridicule us.
No,
right?
no.
Like she's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also was meant for the kids who because I had a couple. Kids on the gay spectrum in the class, and it also showed them that I can talk about this in a safe way, that they're safe to be in the class mm-hmm. and that the class is accepting. Because I didn't have any, and it's really lovely because a lot of kids now know, like, I'm very, very, like, it's very, very clear. I've had kids mention me in, like, their grad write-ups and stuff with being, like, thank you for doing, for being a very out, like, gay icon. It was, like, really cute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, and I had even my admin ask me, because one student, you know, when they do commencement, they walk across the stage and they say a little thing. I had one of the admin, was it last year or the year before? We had weird grad because of the nature mm-hmm. of the world. Asked me and said, hey, like a student references like you being like out and proud, is that okay? And I said, because it's that concept, they didn't want to like it to be like out if I wasn't comfortable with it. I was like, oh, that's very sweet. I'm like, no, I'm very out.
People, but at least they asked.
Yeah. Like, and that was, yeah. and that was the beautiful mm-hmm. thing of it, is there was that level of understanding of the difference between outing someone
right.
and letting that person mm-hmm. be yeah. their, like, they can talk about themselves yeah. and, mm-hmm. yeah, come out. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super cool.
That's amazing.
So, in terms of future planning, next year, Pride float again?
I mean, sure. Maybe I won't be in charge. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But I will still be, like, next year, I'll still be the GSA person at the high mm-hmm. school. We are doing a Pride event later in June at the high school on the mm-hmm. 24th.
That's awesome.
Which mm-hmm. pretty much I've, like, opened it up to members of the community. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got some friends. I was like, hi, you're gay, come to my gay thing. So I've got a couple friends.
I'm gay, can I go?
Yeah, you absolutely. Okay. This is your actual cordial invite on your podcast. I'm stealing the show. Come to my gay thing.
Accepted.
Yeah. Validated. The only reason you'll be validated, you have to come to my event.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so getting, and then I've reached out to the newspapers, like the Northern View and right. Carolina DeReich, and I was like, hi, I'm doing a gay thing. Do you want to come to my gay thing? Sure. But then also like explicitly being like, hey, if you're going to come to my event, please make sure, like if you're taking photos, that you're very careful of who yeah. you're taking photos yeah. of.
Cause be I want, respectful.
Yeah, yeah, be respectful. And it's been super positive. Mm-hmm. Like my admin's on board and I have a budget, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Last year I didn't have a there was money, but I didn't use it because I'm a dum-dum, and it was June, and I got really excited, and I was just like, I'm gonna buy all these things, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, I got money from the PAC, and it was like,
oh, wow.
yeah, from the PAC Ooh. And from the PRDTU, like, Ooh. Both were just like, you're gay, here's the money, and I was like, thank you! So, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of resources out there that Absolutely. You just really have to look for.
You do, and you have to do a little bit of digging.
Cut through the red tape.
Absolutely, cut through the
I do, yeah, and I think for this group and many other groups, like you need the money, right?
To sustain yeah. absolutely
and help the group build
yeah.
and you know
it's just, and make it like, because there's something really fantastic about now that we've started something, I'm hoping it will grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we now have enough adults that we can kind of circulate who's going to be kind of running it. Because we're hoping either every other year we'll do a float, or if it's going to be every year,
yeah,
right. that we have a different person each time doing the float, so that
awesome.
We don't exhaust ourselves, because yeah. it's still a lot of work. It is.
Because it's very tiring.
It is yeah. exhausting.
It's really hard being gay.
It is. It's so hard being gay. We just, the struggle you don't understand.
When we did that event with Wheelhouse, which it was great. It was yeah. years ago to originally yeah. fund the Rainbow Pathway, because so oh. many people were like, my taxpaying money will not go towards painting a rainbow,
yeah.
which is fine, which then made me realize I'm going to get our own money. And
yeah.
that's kind of the backbone of Roop Hats and stuff like
yeah.
that. But when we did that event at Wheelhouse, it was fun, but it was all day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we did the beer gardens, and yeah. still my dream, now that I don't have a master's to do, is I want to have a big, like, DJ event, Pride
yeah.
event next
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Where we don't exclude the younger gabies
yeah.
and where they can come to a certain time, and then
yeah.
it
But then
it
have stuff
over,
for the adults
yeah,
as
into
well.
An adult
yeah.
event.
Yeah.
But I just want to rock it. Like,
yeah.
I think that's what
oh, yeah.
needs to happen next.
Absolutely.
Where we've got the Pride float, and then we rock it with
But
an
I
event.
Think, like, the conversation should also be, does it have to be in June? Like, Smithers does theirs in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not, right?
Yeah.
Vancouver's in August.
Yeah, which is so interesting that it's, like, it's kind of all around, like, it's the May, June, July sort of
mm-hmm.
months altogether. I mean,
out
we're...
Out of hibernation.
Yeah, exactly.
Sun's creeping
yeah.
out.
And
yeah.
people, like, like, I was at prom the other night, and I wanted to dance with everybody, yeah. which is weird, right? Because then you yeah. have, like, the older teacher coming in, right? And suddenly they want to dance, and I'm like, okay, we need an event.
Yeah, it's like, ah, yeah. I'm like, you're like, this is great. But I think there's also, I really wanted to do, and I want it for next year, is, because I didn't really get it organized, because June has been a wild month, I really want to do kind of a two-day event at the school where we have older mm-hmm. queer folks coming in, and that I would split it into grade 9 and 10 and 11 and 12, and we would have little sessions where they can get to meet mm-hmm. some of
like
the
panels.
Yeah,
right?
Like a little
yeah.
panel.
Yeah.
And I want it to be, because my...
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, I've already... You're both already signed up. I'm just telling you now. but I want students, and I want... I love my 9s and 10s, but they're so, like, very chaotic, because lots of them are kind of, like, kind of coming into their own.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
and there's, yeah. So there's a different vibe between my 9s and 10s versus my 11s and 12s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want the 11s and 12s to be like, okay, let's have an actual sit down with, like, adults mm-hmm. who have... gone through maybe some similar trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
And
seen some shit.
It's really good too. Like, I was a part of a panel when we went on like an our family vacation
yeah.
and they had like a teen panel
oh,
where
wow.
we could ask the teens like what it was like growing up in a gay family
yeah.
or having gay parents. And it was so informative to me.
Yeah.
Like, and Parker was just a little tyke back then, you know, cause you have so much doubt just being a parent
mm.
and then adding all the other stuff. So
absolutely.
Sign me up.
Absolutely. Awesome. And I want, yeah. And I want students to know that there is a vibrant, beautiful community
mm-hmm.
in our tiny little town.
That's why, yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly why,
mm-hmm.
you know, this podcast is trying to showcase that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. Like
exactly. It's like we are, yeah. It's like finding, even if maybe your family isn't accepting, it's that found family. You
yeah.
have people.
Your chosen family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I think, okay, my teenage years and we didn't really know where we were. Like,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, are we gay? Are we not gay?
Yeah.
Who are we? If I didn't have Russell, I think I would have been really broken.
Yeah.
Like,
aww.
You know,
aww.
Throughout my high school life.
I would have broken
loved
you.
But like, if I, like, because we just had this vibe, right? And it was different.
You can't explain it. You can't define it. It's just
nope.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to have that space that you're providing
mm-hmm.
or that PRMS is providing
yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
fantastic.
Yeah. It is, because it allows students, even like some students who are like, well, I'm not entirely sure. And I'm like,
you don't need to know.
You don't
yeah,
need
yeah,
to
yeah.
know. And there's beauty.
Yeah.
There's beauty in that. There's beauty
yeah.
in the unknown. So, yeah.
Well, no, this, I'm sorry. This has been amazing. I feel
yeah.
like we have a part two. Basically, because I know I will still be a Pride virgin. You will then have gone to Pride.
Yeah.
So we'll have
yeah.
to reconvene.
Oh,
yeah.
my gosh.
You've gone and then just celebrate.
Absolutely.
Again in the fall or
would
when you're available.
Absolutely. When I'm available. All of us have incredibly busy lives. But this has been so lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
me on.
So much
this
for
has
coming
been
by.
Great.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
We can keep going, but I'm just.
I know, yeah. I
have to pick up that stupid 13-year-old.
Damn. It's totally. I also have to go home and I've like ghosted my poor husband to be like, I'm like, we bought dinner because we have lost control of our lives in June. And I was like, I have to go to a podcast. He's like, okay. And I'm like, I just left my food. I'm like, I have to go be gay for a little bit. I'll be back.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
I hope you have fun
yeah.
in Vancouver.
Oh, it'll be great.
And
so
I hope to see some of your pictures.
Oh, absolutely. I will share them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Happy Pride, by the way.
Happy
Pride!
Yay.
Rainbow shooting.
Pew, pew.